Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 12, letter number 4170, dated the 19th of Adar Tavshin Tezayin, Rav Chosid, the Rebbe is addressing it to Meirenu Duber Sheyichya Shoychet Ubaidik Levin, Shalom Uvracha. You know, a lot of people turn to the Rebbe for answers to all kinds of questions. They had a son, and they wanted the Rebbe to give them the name, what they should name their baby. So the Rebbe says, you're asking about what to name the baby. It is known, the response of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in situations like this, that this is something that the parents must decide. The Rebbe can't advise you. That must be your decision. Why? And that is understood, the Rebbe says, because we find in the writing of the Arizal, it says that Hashem puts in the mouth of the parents specifically the name which is necessary for the soul, as it is in the supreme man above, from which he has been carved out. Everybody has a spot from the Adam HaElyon, from the supreme man, from that level from which the soul comes. And that name has been marked above in the holy, honorable throne. Basically, this is something which Hashem gives kind of an idea for the parents to say the name which is necessary. A name, basically, according to this, is not arbitrary. Oh, we chose to name like that. A name has significance. It has a meaning. That means the name you call them, that's the name that has been marked on that spot from where that soul has been taken out. That's the name that is given and that's marked over there. And therefore, you need to have the exact correct name. Who knows that exact correct name? That's Hashem puts it in the mouth of the parents. So whatever name they choose, that's actually the name that is marked above. And therefore, the Rebbe says, I can't give you the name because the parents get to the right name to hit the target. The Rebbe brings down different references that. So the Rebbe basically tells him to decide on his own, and the name that he will give, that will be the name that is meant to be.